Welcome back to Computers 2K8 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Online, we have Ben Kaplan. He's one of the nation's leading experts on college scholarships, admissions, financial aid, etc. He also authored two best-selling books and CDs, including How to Go to College Almost for Free. Ben, you there?
Yes. Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
So I just
figured that, you know, in our area, even though, I mean, this is not computer related, but it's interesting because we have a lot of colleges in our area, and I figured that this will be nice.
That's great. And, you know, the other thing is there are a lot of great websites in terms of searching for college scholarships, maximizing financial aid, getting the best deal on student loans. So, you know, using your computer as a tool in this is a key part of the whole process.
Well, yeah, that's true, because this is how people are going looking for scholarships.
So the heck with going to college almost for free, I'm figuring out how can I get accepted.
there you go. Well, the process all works together, and, you know, that was exactly the same process for me. So not too many years ago, I was a student myself, didn't have a clue, you know, where I was going to college and how I was going to pay for it, and I started applying for these scholarships. So I would write little essays, get letters of recommendation, send in lists of my activities, and to my amazement, I would do this, and I started winning these scholarships. So I ended up applying for 36 different programs, different scholarship award programs. I ended up winning about 24 of those and accumulating $90,000 in scholarship money, which changed my life. It made my parents very pleased with me, and it ended up helping me get admitted that credential to Harvard University, and paid for almost everything for me. And now I'm just trying to spread the word about all the resources that are out there. And that's not only scholarships, but also great financial aid resources, great ways to increase your college savings, to save on student loans. And the key with all of these opportunities, generally you have to go knocking on their door. They don't come knocking on your door.
Now, in order to get a scholarship, you have to be like destitute kind of, don't you?
Well, you know, that's actually one of the myths about the process. That it's only for low-income students. I mean, the 24 scholarships I won were actually, they're all merit-based scholarships. What that meant was they didn't even ask about your family's income or assets, and that was, you know, really important, actually, for families caught in what I call the middle-income financial aid crunch, which is exactly where I was, where essentially you make too much money to qualify for a ton of need-based financial aid, but not enough money to just get out your checkbook, write a check. So these merit-based scholarships are a great way to fill in those gaps, and I use the term merit-based. And people sometimes say, well, does that just mean grades or test scores? Well, you know, there are some academically focused scholarships, but there are many, many other types. So some, you know, take a program like the Arts Recognition and Talent Search. For that program, it's based on artistic potential. So they don't ask about your grades. It's based on, you know, submitting a portfolio of your artwork or an audition tape. Or another program, here's a real scholarship. I don't know. Do you happen to be a member of the Klingon Language Institute?
Nice.
Okay, you let your membership last. Okay, well, this is a group of Star Trek fans. You don't have to speak Klingon or I guess Romulan for that matter. But it's a real scholarship, and it's about those, it's for those who love language and like the kind of the study and curiosity about language. And that's a real scholarship program. They can get you money for school. So the point is there are tens of thousands of scholarship providers. They all want to recognize different things. That's why so many scholarships are available.
Nice. So what's the best way for a student to start searching for them?
You know, well, that's where the Internet has been great. And a great way to start is by getting online. There are these free Internet scholarship search databases. So if you go to a website I help with, the web address is cityofcollegedreams.org. So one word, just like it sounds with an S at the end, cityofcollegedreams.org. Go there, go to the Scholarship Boulevard section. That's a site I help with, and it's organized like a city. So one of the streets is Scholarship Boulevard. Go there, and there's a tool that will help you use about a dozen or so free databases. Each one takes about 20 minutes to fill out a questionnaire where they'll ask you, where are you from? What are you interested in? What are you planning to study, or what are you already studying? What are some of your activities? You'll fill out the questionnaire. They'll try to match up with scholarships. It's a nice way to get your feet wet, but just realize none of these databases are comprehensive. There's not like one, you know, national clearinghouse. Mm-hmm. So you want to search all of them, but it's a great way to start. You can do that at cityofcollegedreams.org.
Now, is this just for like high school seniors right now, or is this for college juniors and sophomores and freshmen?
That's a great point. You know, this is really for students of all ages. So, you know, high school during your junior and senior year is a prime time, but throughout college, especially as you choose an academic major or a career path, there are corporations that recruit in your field that offer scholarships. There's professional associations that offer scholarships, certain foundations that offer scholarships. So, you know, for instance, for college students, a great one, the Target All-Around Scholarship is for students already in college. Every Target store offers a couple scholarships, plus they have national awards also. Grad school, there are great programs like, for instance, the Jacob Javits Fellowship or the Andrew Mellon Scholarship. Even adults going back to school. Talbot's, the women's clothing store, has 55 different scholarships for women who've been out of school at least 10 years who want to go back. And then even kids under 14, at cityofcollegedreams.org, I have an article about this right now where there are programs for younger kids that frankly, I missed out on because I didn't know about them, where they're learning programs that have scholarship money in the form of, for instance, a $10,000 U.S. savings bond. So you can do this at any age, but the earlier you can start, the better. And the other point I want to make is, you know, even if you haven't done this, there's other things you can do in parallel. So scholarships are a great thing to pursue, but it's not the only thing to pursue. One program I love for parents listening, it's called You Promise. And what they do is it's a way to kind of supercharge and start your college savings. Essentially, at certain retailers you shop at, a percentage is rebated back to you. When the retailers sign up with them, that gets automatically deposited in a college savings plan of your choice. So it's nice because it doesn't cost anything to participate. You get a rebate, and for families that haven't started thinking about college savings, it's a nice way to get going. And so let's say you shop at your local supermarket, certain items, or places like Bed Bath & Beyond or Land's End or something like that. A percentage comes back to you and starts that process of college savings, and that's a program called You Promise. That is a nice thing to do as well.
So that doesn't mean that parents should stop saving for their kids' education from an early age, does it?
That's exactly right. And you want to do this in parallel. More savings puts you always in a better, you know, position than not saving, certainly. So I think this all works together. And that being said, for those people listening that are concerned, like, I didn't do the savings. I haven't pursued scholarships. What do I do? You know, we need money for the fall, and it's in the form of student loans. That's fine. I mean, I think student loans, I consider them a good thing. I mean, meaning anything that lets you invest in your educational future is good. What you want to do is, you know, just get the best possible deal, though. Why pay more if you don't have to? So, you know, one tip on student loans for right now is that look for government-backed loans before you go to private alternative loans. A lot of people don't know the difference. And so look for loans with names like Stafford Loan, Plus Loan, Perkins Loan. These are government-backed loans, have typically better terms than private alternative loans, which would just fill in the gaps after you've exhausted the government loans. Mm-hmm. One lender I like a lot is actually Discover Student Loans, because not only, you know, are they a credible lender and good customer service, but they actually waive some of the upfront origination fees and other fees, which can add up also. So that's one to check out, Discover Student Loans. But in general, take the approach, shop around, and don't just go for the first lender. And the other thing is, you know, I like lenders, too, that also support, you know, people going, you know, looking up and searching for scholarships. So one thing on Discover Student Loans, if you actually, they have a page on their site, discoverstudentloans.com/Ben, where I have some tips on scholarships, and I like that when lenders also support scholarships, other sources, realizing that it all works together.
See, I'm convinced if we could get Osama bin Laden a student loan and let him default on it, they'd find him. they'd find him.
There you go. There you go. It's the cave searching division. I don't know.
There is nowhere to hide from the student loan people. They will find you.
Okay, Ben, now on, and we have about 2 minutes left. On a serious note, all these savings and loan
the bank default
problems, and now the housing, as far as money goes and as far as money available for loans, how did it affect it?
You know, that's an interesting question, because it has affected it, and the reason is basically the credit crunch right now, you know, all the problems in the financial markets. Essentially, a lot of student lenders found it difficult to raise more money this year to give out student loans. So over 100 lenders have actually left the student loan business. So it is a little bit harder to search for to find a student loan this year. Just because you had a lender a prior year doesn't mean they're still around. But that being said, you still want to shop around. You still, you know, don't necessarily go for the first lender you see or just the one you saw advertised on MTV. So, you know, it's not to the point where, you know, I mean, you'll still have money for loans. You know, a lender like Discover, you know, Discover Student Loans, they're actually making more loans than less loans this year. So it's an issue, but don't just, you know, jump at the first one you see. You know, do look at the fine print and the terms.
Okay, now you've got all kind of events of the City of College Dreams. Do you have anything around us here in the Southeast?
Well, you know, and I'm really excited about this. Now, it's going to be a little bit of a trek for people in your area, but basically we have four regional events across the U.S. Our Eastern regional event this year is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So a bit of a trek, but it is worth it. If you kind of schedule this around a trip you're taking or a college visitation tour, we gather all of these paying for college resources in one place, like a college expo kind of. And I also give a presentation. So it's coming up October 19th in Philadelphia. It's free, and you reserve a seat at cityofcollegedreams.org. Now, that being said, if you can't make the trip and you can't get there, also at cityofcollegedreams.org, we have online forums where you can ask questions. There's lots of articles and tools and resources. I post some of my winning scholarship essays, for instance, and it's a great community to get involved with this. So cityofcollegedreams.org is the website. We'd love to see you at the event, October 19th in Philadelphia. You can reserve your seat there, but even if you can't, get online and start participating. And, you know, this process changed my life, and I know it can for other people, too.
All right.
Fantastic. So if your essays are out there, I can pull them down, throw a couple of different words in there, and I'm all good to go.
Well, you probably don't want to plagiarize someone else's essay, or you definitely don't want to plagiarize someone else's essay, your last year's winner. But, hey, you know, actually, that's one little tip. Look at what works, and learn how people communicate effectively about themselves, and obviously apply that to your own material in your own voice. But that's a nice way to kind of learn, you know, what it takes to win.
Cool.
All right, Ben, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Really, I really appreciate it. Take care.
And good luck with what you're doing. Any other calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.